The anti-terror squad of the police department in Mumbai, India, today named two suspects in Tuesday's commuter train bombings. Nearly 200 people were killed in those attacks in Mumbai, also known as Bombay. Police have rounded up and detained hundreds of people for questioning. Sumini Sengupta is in Mumbai covering the story for the New York Times. And Sumini, what can you tell us about these two suspects?
We know very little about the two suspects that the police have just released the names and pictures of. We do know that one of them, Syed Zaibuddin, was part of a group of people who were caught in May with a large cachet of explosives and weapons. 16 people were arrested in that bust, but Syed Zaibuddin apparently managed to escape, and police say that he is likely linked to a militant organization named Lashkar-e-Taiba, which is officially banned in Pakistan but believed to be operating out of Pakistan.
You mentioned the group Lashkar-e-Taiba. Has any group claimed responsibility for these attacks, whether Lashkar-e-Taiba or anyone else?
Not at all. Lashkar-e-Taiba, in fact, has denied responsibility for these attacks, and police and Indian officials have taken pains to say that they are not naming any particular organization as suspects, but they continue to say that Lashkar-e-Taiba could be one of the groups involved in this, but they have presented absolutely no evidence to suggest that any particular group is involved, nor have they named any particular group.
Well, who else, if it weren't one of these radical Islamic groups, who else might be responsible? Where would suspicion turn?
Well, that's what we need the police to tell us, what kind of evidence they have. All we know from the authorities so far is that the bombs were placed in first-class men's compartments. The trains in Bombay are generally segregated. There are women's compartments and men's compartments. We know that they were placed in the luggage racks of these seven trains. We know that they all went off within minutes of one another, suggesting that a timer sort of device was used. And that's really all we know so far. The authorities have repeatedly made reference to Lashkar-e-Taiba as well as an Indian organization that calls itself Students Islamic Movement of India, saying that they too could have had a role. When asked why do they think these two groups had a role, the only thing they can point to is simply the scale of the bombings and the fact that both of these groups, their members, have been implicated in large weapons and explosive seizures in the recent past.
I mentioned that hundreds of people have been taken in for questioning now by police. What more can you tell us about that?
Police have said nothing about how they've targeted these people who they've taken in for questioning. There's been some concerns raised about Muslim neighborhoods in the city being targeted. They do say that no one has been arrested in connection to the blasts themselves.
You mentioned that it was the first-class compartments of these trains that were targeted. These are trains that service the financial center of Mumbai. Are authorities reading anything into that? Does it fit with any pattern of rhetoric, say, from any groups in India, that might be a target?
No, they have not had any intelligence at all suggesting that the Bombay train system would be targeted. Certainly, the commuter trains in Bombay are the lifeline of the city. Everybody takes the train because it's simply impossible to move around the city by car. The first-class compartments are generally white-collar workers. Keep in mind that Mumbai or Bombay is the financial capital of India, and all the business of the country really is centered here.
It's been 2 days now since these attacks took place. When you talk to people in Mumbai, especially commuters, what do they say?
There's a certain resilience that the city is known for, and you know, and a survival instinct. People of Bombay have lived through other terror attacks, rarely at this scale, but they have lived through other attacks, and they're back on the train, they're back to their jobs, they're back to making money, which is what Bombay is known for.
Sumini Sengupta is South Asia Bureau Chief for the New York Times. She spoke with us from Mumbai, India. Thanks very much.
Thank you.